This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 16 August 2006. Israeli occupation forces escalate attacks on Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. Six Palestinians, including two children and an older man, were killed by Israeli occupation forces. A Palestinian civilian from Jenin died from a previous wound. 36 Palestinian civilians, including four children and three women, were wounded by Israeli occupation gunfire. Israeli occupation forces launched a series of airstrikes on a number of homes in the Gaza Strip, and six homes were destroyed and a seventh one was burnt down in the Gaza Strip. Israeli occupation forces conducted 40 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and four others into the Gaza Strip. Israeli occupation forces arrested 48 Palestinian civilians in the West Bank and five more in the Gaza Strip. Four homes were demolished in the West Bank, and Israeli occupation forces raided three hospitals in the Hebron area. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine and have imposed a tightened siege on the Gaza Strip, and there have been shortages of food and fuels and medicines. Israeli occupation forces positioned at various checkpoints in West Bank arrested eight Palestinian civilians, including two young girls. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank and have raised more areas of agricultural land in the Qalqilya area and used force to disperse peaceful, nonviolent demonstrations protesting the construction of this wall. Israeli settlers have also continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine as settlers celebrated a Jewish wedding inside the Ibrahimi Mosque in Hebron. For more information on these human rights violations and gross war crimes, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.